on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Anonymous, we have got you on The Voice Disguiser. So what is this crazy idea you got going through your head?
I'm thinking about sending one of my students' parents an email, just letting them know what an asshole he is.
Wow. Okay. What's going on?
So today is actually my last day of teaching after 14 years. You know, some people think I'm leaving because of the pay, the workload, the burnout. But The truth is, one student and their parents has just pushed me over the damn edge.
What's up with this student?
So having this student has just made teaching so miserable for me. Just some examples: constant disruptions, talking back, refusing direction, just making every day harder for me.
But like bad, I mean, clearly, if you've been through 14 years, I mean, you've clearly seen some things.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But like, would you still teach if it wasn't for this student? That's like the only reason?
Absolutely. I think I would, because I love kids. I love what I do. But this one, I'm just so over it. You know, so everyone knows, the principal knows, guidance, multiple teachers. Now you guys know.
Yeah.
The problem is that his mom just refuses to believe any of it, and there's no accountability. Every incident, there's an excuse. The consequences get challenged, and nothing is ever her son's fault.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. So I actually spent the last month writing a brutally honest email, you know, that I never really intended to send to his mother. Some things, you know, that I wrote in there to the mom, you know, some peaceful days in the classroom were when your son was absent.
Okay.
There are students that I'll remember because they inspire me, but your son, I'll remember him because he's the worst human I've ever met.
Wow. Okay.
I spent the year trying to find something positive to say about your son, but some days it's just hard for me to get out of bed to deal with him.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, this kid's like really traumatized you.
Yes, he did. He's terrible.
Mean, yeah.
So I know me sending this email would be completely inappropriate.
Yeah, I'd say.
Ruin my reputation.
Yeah.
But at this point, like, honestly, I don't care. I feel like this woman needs to know the truth, honestly. Like, someone needs to tell her the truth. So I don't know if I should send it.
So wait, you originally wrote this just as like a, like, to get it off your chest just for you. And now you actually want to like send this to the mom.
Yes. Just so that, you know, maybe on her end, she can implement some change in him. That way other teachers won't have to deal with him
okay.
in this way. Or that, you know, even worse, when he grows up, he won't end up in jail, you know, for not being compliant.
Because you've tried to do it the soft way. You've tried to, like,
Absolutely.
Let her know throughout the school year. And you're kind of like, hey, I got nothing to lose, because I'm guessing you're not going back into teaching, right? Like, you're not.
No, I'm done. I have nothing to lose. My husband tells me, you know, just let it go, move on. But, like, I feel I need to get this off my chest.
Man, I mean, I don't know. Well, let's talk this out. Yo, Anonymous is like, yo, I've tried to do this a nice way. This is the kid that literally after 14 years has pushed me too far. And now I'm literally leaving teaching because of this kid. Do we tell her to send this email that she never planned on sending? This was just for her to like get it out of her system, because this kid is so bad. And she feels like, honestly, this mom needs to see the real feelings about how, like, the teacher really feels. Or do we talk her out of it? And they think, as a parent, honestly, would you want to read this? I mean, if there's no real consequence here, right? Because what can they do? Can't fire you. If I mean, I guarantee there's probably some teacher listening right now that's like, girl, please, like, help us. Help us do this. You know, I mean, you can't be, I'm sure, the first teacher that's had this student that probably has the same feelings, too. But, like, do I think the mom's going to be like, oh, my God, like, thank you so much for letting me know, girl. Like, and like, no, she's not going to act like that. So if that's what you're expecting, that's not what you're going to get. But do I think you'll, like, feel better about it? Maybe. Well, let's get some calls. Michael, what's up? Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good, man. Did she send it or we talk her out of it?
Personally, I wouldn't send it, because if she changes her mind and she wants to go back to teaching, then, you know, they might say no because of that letter. But nobody would push me out of my job, especially a little kid or however old he is, you know, being a little a-hole, as you put it. No way, you know?
I mean, that sounds good for me and you. I don't know, though. This is why I couldn't be a teacher, to be honest with you. I don't know how they do it. God bless all the teachers, by the way. I couldn't
right.
say I also, after 14 years, wouldn't also just throw the towel in after one really bad kid. You know what I mean? It seems,
yeah,
you know,
no way,
it'd be rough. But you wouldn't send it.
No, no, no. And if she doesn't go back to teaching, then send it. But I wouldn't send it right now.
Like wait a year? Just to make sure.
I don't know if I'd wait that long if I don't go back to school, you know.
Give it through the summer just to make sure you really want to be done with it.
That's right. Give it some time.
There it goes. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Monica, what do you think? I mean, she wants to send this email basically saying, you know, your kid's the worst person I've ever met before she retires. Do we tell her to go for that or talk her out of it?
She should 1,000,000% send the email. I mean, at this point, she's burned the bridge. She's leaving. Who cares what the mom's thinking? Like, the mom needs to be told, your kid's a brat, terrible, are always thinking it's the teacher's fault. And at the end of the day, like, this kid's a brat, and nobody's going to want to tolerate this. When he gets older, nobody's going to want to be in a relationship with this kid. You know, this teacher might be honestly the last person in this kid's life who's willing to tell him the truth. So I know people are saying, like, don't send it.
But is it, like, too mean?
Who cares? Who cares? Who cares?
Like, what if it, like, go, like, I don't know, if like, the teacher, like, posted online or something, if it, like, go viral?
She's retiring anyways. Listen, I'm sure this teacher has had hundreds of students in her life that she wanted to do this. Go out with a bang. I mean, at this point, like, who cares? If you walk away, you're walking away, like, as a teacher being like, mic drop, I finally got to stand up for myself.
All right. I mean, I'd send it, personally, but I'm petty. Hey, Diana from Baltimore. Hi, good morning. What do you think? I mean, do we tell her to go for it or talk her out of it?
Hi, good morning. I definitely would not send the email. I first want to say I am in education, so I completely get it. But quite frankly, I'm sure this is not news that his parent does not already know and hasn't already heard before.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it would be received well, only because they're just going to get mad about it. And I don't think there's any accountability, it sounds like. So I don't really know that he would be like the only one that's ever told this parent this. I think that it's probably well known and they aren't doing anything about it.
Does she have an obligation, though? I mean, as an educator, do you feel like you have an obligation, though, to like really try your absolute best, though, to like get a kid in line? You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely do.
So, like, don't you think on the way out then? Because that's my moral thinking here at the very end. If this is like her on her way out, does she feel like she needs to like just say one more, like a Hail Mary basically here at the very end?
Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking about that also. And I feel like if she didn't say it in the way that she's, I know she wants to say it that way, but saying like your kid's an a-hole.
Yeah.
I think if she maybe rephrased it, it could be a Hail Mary, and maybe it would be taken better.
Yeah. A-hole is not the right way. Not the best way.
Yeah, although I get it, and I completely agree. I definitely, in education a lot, and
you've seen a lot of a-hole kids.
Yes, for sure. But I feel for her, and I think it's probably therapeutic for her to write it. But I personally would not send it. I don't think it's going to do anything,
all
sadly.
Right. We hear that. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Sarah, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, she wants to send this email about how terrible this kid was. He's a real jerk. I mean, do we tell her to do that or we talk her out of it?
I say absolutely do it.
Why?
As a teacher, there is never an opportunity to be clear and straight with parents. You have to tiptoe around, you know, you have administrators, they won't let you say those things.
True.
And administrators don't say those things to the parents either.
You're right.
So I say go for it, send it. The parents will finally, hopefully, reflect. Maybe we should write it a little nicer, a little fluffier. And
is it too bold, or does it need to be that bold, though? That's what I'm thinking. No. Like, if she's going to be bold, does she need to be that bold and say, like, your kid's the worst kid I've ever met? Like, I mean, again, it definitely caught my attention.
If she's going to want to say that, just sign it a former teacher.
Okay. So, like, anonymously send it as a teacher.
Yeah. I think the parents need to know. No one else is going to tell them.
Yeah. So you're into it. You're as a teacher, say please do this for all of us other
go
teachers.
For it. Please.
And honestly, I think this is what we need. This is what we need to hear. I knew there's a teacher out there that's like, please do this for all of us because
please.
And this is who we need to hear. The teachers of America say, please do this for us. I mean, Anonymous, and how does that make you feel then? Like hearing that, does that make you want to do it like more or less then? Like, does that?
I mean, I've listened to everything everyone had to say. Yeah. Surprisingly, the responses have been way more divided than I expected.
Right.
You know, some people think that I should send it because a mom clearly needs a wake-up call.
Right.
I need like one final push in one direction or the other.
Well, I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but what we do is we always invite people to come back on and do what we call a Talk Me Out of It update on Monday. Would you want to come back on and tell us how this whole thing turned out, if you actually do send it or not?
I will absolutely let you guys know.
Then let's do that then. Let's all plan on coming back here Monday because we're off for Juneteenth tomorrow. So we'll plan back Monday about 8:25, okay?
That's perfect.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.